This is WSIU In Focus. I'm Kevin Boucher. Coming up on Sunday, October the 14th, a big community track-oriented family event will take place to help people in Carbondale and also help those in a village half a world away. The second annual Community Fun and Fitness Relays will take place to support the Carbondale I Can Read program and the village of Obo Kwahu in Ghana, West Africa. One of the organizers is Kathy Jones, who for many years was the Senior Associate Athletic Director at SIU Carbondale. And Jones says last year's event did go well, but as with all group projects, changing and adapting and learning is all a part of the process.
As you mentioned, last year's event was a success in that everybody who participated had a great time. Unfortunately, our volunteers outnumbered our participants, so we knew that we needed to work on that. And so we've changed several things. The event ran really smoothly in terms of how we used the facilities and how the events went on. But two of the things that we wanted to solve for this year where we removed a couple of our really most expensive costs. So we won't have chip timing this year. We're going to go with the old-fashioned way with stopwatches. And then we're also really focusing our marketing on kids and families and SIU students. So some of the ways that the event will be different in addition to those things are moving to October will make it be cooler, so that'll help people's comfort level as they're competing and watching. And then we moved from Saturday morning to Sunday afternoon because we thought that there was a lot of competition in terms of activities on Saturday morning. And Sunday afternoon after church, it'll start around 2 o'clock and only last for a couple of hours. So it'll be shorter so that people can get back to their getting ready for school and work activities on Sunday night. And then we've also added two new events, the 100-meter sprint dashes for kids and adults, and also a 400-meter relay for kids and parents that should be really fun and exciting. And one final thing is that instead of the health fair that we had last year, we'll have an area that has fitness challenges for kids. So we'll need volunteers for that, and there'll be prizes for those fitness challenges.
The other main organizer is Marion Apiakubi. She's a former Soluki track standout who is originally from Ghana. And she says this Sunday's event has two purposes.
Besides our goal of just fostering fitness, and not just individual fitness, but fitness as groups of people, families, fraternities, sororities, churches, all those groups that we'd love to see come out, it's a chance to, for most of us who did track in middle school or high school and then hung up our spikes, if we ever got that far, to dust them out again. You know, life doesn't end when you have kids. In some ways, I like to think it's enriched because you get to keep living and you get to teach your kids to live like you do. And this is an opportunity for mom and dad to commit to a challenge of, hey, we're going to get around. You're going to get around that track one time. I'm going to do the same thing. And so that we don't die, we're going to get out there next weekend. We're going to get our shoes. We're going to go around to the campus lake. We're going to try this out. We're going to go to the middle school and try it out. And we're going to go out and have fun and challenge ourselves and see what we can do together.
Sure.
So, and that's our vision.
When I read on your flyer, there's a 400 relay, which is for parents and their kids. That
yes.
just made me feel so warm inside.
Yes, it's a 2x400, and it's not a traditional track event. So people might be like, huh? And that's okay. We actually borrowed that directly from the original Kids Fun and Fitness Day that inspired this event that the River to River Runners and Dr. McSanick ran 4 years ago. But our goal again is to bring the community together, and communities made up of families. And if we can get families together having fun, not just watching each other, but moving together and sweating together and however that might look, right?
Exactly.
It's good.
Yeah,
it's
and
good.
Being healthy.
Yes.
And wasn't it good for you to see a lot of these young people doing something other than being on their iPhones or on the internet.
Yes, yes. And that also helped inspire the fitness activities because, you know, this being a fundraiser, all the events on the track do come at a registration fee. You have to pay for that.
Sure.
You know, we
sure.
try to keep it reasonable because we know, you know, these are hard times and we're not trying to hijack anybody, but we are trying to raise money for the I Can Read program and for the Oboe Kwa'u community. So we've made all the dashes $5, regardless of when they register. But we've made the students' dashes and the parents' dashes $10.
Good.
And the relays are $60, works out to about $15 per person. So we try to keep it reasonable relative to other fitness opportunities like a 5K or that kind of thing. But yeah, we just, you know, we've got to raise the funds, but we don't want to make anybody go broke, and we want people to get out there and be active and have fun.
Among the events that parents and their kids can participate in, a 400-meter relay where setting a world record time is not the goal.
It's a 2x400, and it's not a traditional track event, so people might be like, huh? And that's okay. We actually borrowed that directly from the original Kids Fun and Fitness Day that inspired this event that the River to River Runners and Dr. McSanick ran 4 years ago. But our goal, again, is to bring the community together, and communities made up of families, and if we can get families together having fun, not just watching each other, but you know, moving together and sweating together and, you know, however that might look, right?
Exactly.
It's good.
Funds raised will go to support several causes.
This being a fundraiser, all the events on the track do come at a registration fee. You have to pay for that.
Sure.
You know, we try to keep it reasonable because we know, you know, these are hard times and we're not trying to hijack anybody, but we are trying to raise money for the I Can Read program and for the Oboe Kwa'u community. So we've made all the dashes $5, regardless of when they register. But we've made the students' dashes and the parents' dashes $10.
Good.
And the relays are $60, works out to about $15 per person. So we try to keep it reasonable relative to other fitness opportunities like a 5K or that kind of thing. But yeah, we just, you know, we've got to raise the funds, but we don't want to make anybody go broke. And we want people to get out there and be active and have fun.
Yeah, let's talk a little bit about the charities or the beneficiaries. One of them is the Village in Ghana, West Africa. Now, I assume that's where you hail from?
Yes, indeed.
Okay. What's the feedback back home when you tell them that you're doing this here in the States and your hometown is going to benefit? What do they say to you?
My goodness, they're ecstatic. They are incredulous. I think too often people who live in parts of the world like that are developing, they feel forgotten. You know, and it's all, they see these worlds that are beyond them, you know, Hollywood, and they hear this music and this lifestyle that they can't even imagine. And then when someone gets fortunate in many ways, as I have, to come into this existence and comes back and says, hey, you know, you can have a piece of this. I can't bring you with me, but we can give you this key education that will help you, that will empower you to determine if you want to jet off someday to this kind of a life. So yes, they're excited. We were in Ghana in March, and we got to meet with a nurse who was in charge of the only clinic that we have in Oboe, and the conditions were heartbreaking. Just, you know, it was a clinic, but to look at it, you know, it was really, really sad. And they had, you know, basic needs, even as chairs for patients to sit in while they're waiting. They were in terrible condition. The room where the mothers are taken to following birth, you know, the mattresses were torn, there weren't pillows, the bed sheets. I mean, and maybe to us, because we have, you know, maybe finer taste, so much it seems. But I just think about the sanitation needs, you know. I mean, just talking about health, just being able to get up and be able to go to a nurse and have clean surroundings, you know, they don't have running water to run their operations. They have a tank that was donated from the efforts of another group abroad that donated to them. But there's so much need. The library there, it looks lovely on the outside, but it's virtually empty inside. And the books, computers, just the things that make a library a place of learning and opportunity, are not there. So there's, you know, there's just great, great opportunity in those two areas. And then for the children, especially the girls, unfortunately, Ghana suffers from, like too many developing countries, suffers from the notion that boys are more valuable somehow than girls. And so automatically, if there's an opportunity for a child to go to school, it'll be the brother who goes. And the sister will stay and help sell, you know, produce on the streets or with mom or grandma, or will be sent to the city to be like a hired hand for a wealthy, you know, relative, which isn't a terrible existence, mind you. But I think about all the talent that is untapped, all the ability that never gets realized just because they happen to be born XY.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's just, it's a shame. And if this can, you know, we hope that as this fundraiser becomes more successful, because, you know, we share it with the I Can Read program, the idea is to split the proceeds evenly between them. It might go a little bit farther in Ghana, given that the American currency is so much stronger relative to the Ghanaian cedi, but the need is just as great.
That's Soluki alum Marion Apiyakubi, one of the organizers of the second annual Community Fun and Fitness Relays. And before that, we heard from the other organizer, longtime SIU Athletics Administrator Kathy Jones. The Community Fun and Fitness Relays take place Sunday, October the 14th at the Lou Hartzog Track and Field Complex. For WSIU In Focus, I'm Kevin Boucher.